As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
News. Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And good morning. I'm John Tucker. Let's head over to the Bloomberg First Word Breaking News Desk for today's morning call. Here's Bill Maloney.
Good morning, John. A big deal in the healthcare space today amid global equity weakness. Abbott Labs to buy St. Jude Medical in a deal valued at about $25 billion. Abbott is trading lower by 8.5% pre-market. Japan fell 3.6% overnight as the BOJ declined to add more stimulus, while main European markets are also lower across the board, led by 2% losses in Spain. Here in the U.S., Dow futures lower by 127 points, S&P's dropped 13, and Nasdaq futures declined by 14. The U.S. 10-year falls to 1.84%. On the U.S. economic front, at 8:30, initial jobless claims and GDP. At 11 o'clock, Kansas City Fed. After the bell's night Facebook beat, shares are up 10% pre-market. Some of the earnings highlights today, Aetna, Time Warner Cable, Bristol-Myers, MasterCard, and Viacom all beat. Domino's Pizza missed, and UPS EPS beat. In other deal news, First Cash and Cash America to merge in a $2.4 billion deal, and Sanofi offered to buy Medivation for $52.50 a share in cash. In other news, Priceline CEO resigned. Shares are currently halted. Finally, some of your Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. Twitter cut to hold at Argus. American Airlines raised to await at Morgan Stanley. Schlumberger cut to hold over at SocGen. And Hess cut to neutral at UBS. Live from the First of Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. John?
All right, thanks, Bill. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. And that is a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and David.
John, she helped James Whitey Bulger.
All right. John Tucker, thank you very much. Michael and David here. Michael McKee, along with David Gura, as we try to struggle along somehow without Tom.
It's hard.
A lot of reaction on Twitter to the question of where in the world
Guyana
is.
Guyana is my favorite guess.
That was the latest guess. That's
no,
not correct.
No, you say.
Right. Not correct. Neil Borowski is with us. Haven't talked to him in a while since he was the former Inspector General at the Treasury Department for the TARP,
Troubled Asset Relief.
Yeah, Troubled Asset Relief Program. He's now at Jenner and Block, and he has an interesting new piece out about transparency at the Treasury following the Panama Papers release. They've got a rule in place. They're going to put it out there to compel U.S. banks to identify people who use shell companies, as many of those identified in the Panama Papers apparently did. And, Neil, if this had been in place earlier, would we have seen the kind of activity that we saw, or is this kind of a Band-Aid on a much larger issue?
Well, look, I think it's a much larger issue. You know, the United States really kind of stands alone in countries in regulating its banks and not making this kind of simple requirement that when, you know, a shell company opens a bank account with a U.S. bank, it's not required to identify who the actual owner of the company, who the term is beneficial owner. And this is a problem for a whole host of reasons. It encourages tax evasion. These vehicles are often used not just for hiding taxes, but for drug trafficking, laundering proceeds. And so Treasury, you know, proposed this rule really about 6 years ago, and it's just been bogged down. But I think in the light of the Panama Papers scandal, they finally said, okay, now we're going to get it final. And that's a really good thing for law enforcement, and it's a good thing for the banks themselves. So they have a better shot of knowing who these customers are and keep them from getting into trouble, which we've seen sort of over and over again in recent years.
Neil, as you point out in your piece, the U.S. is not party to the OECD's tax transparency initiative. We are an outlier here when you look at all the countries that are. I think it's more than 100 that are. Why is that the case, and do you see that changing here over time?
Look, I think the tax transparency issue for OECD is essentially requires countries who sign on to it to get on a path to automatically exchanging information with other countries about accounts held in their country. And so the U.S. Really stands alone in a different aspect, in that it already requires countries around the world or banks around the world to produce that information to the IRS. It's through a bill passed a couple of years ago called FATCA. So they're already receiving all of that information, but they're not providing that information to all the signatories of the OECD. They do it one-off on some country specific agreements, but I think, you know, automatic exchange is sort of the future of the fight against global tax cheats. So I think it's only a question, a matter of time. But for any type of exchange to be functional, whether it's through these one-off agreements or through the broader OECD, there has to be identification of beneficial owners. Otherwise, the information that's provided is, here's this shell company in the BVI. So it actually doesn't even go to the home country where the person who's actually using the account is there, because the banks don't even know who that person is. So I think it's inevitable, and I think this rule is inevitable in that it helps get the United States up to the same place where, you know, countries that we think of synonymous with tax evasion, you know, Switzerland and the Cayman Islands, you know, they all have this rule. So it's really modernizing the U.S. and sort of getting up to speed of where the sort of necessary transparency that's really just has to have in this sort of global economy, especially with the threats of money laundering and terrorism.
Well, how big is the issue? The paper's release obviously focuses attention on it, but is this a real major problem for the U.S. Treasury?
You know, it's hard to know, right? Because drug traffickers and, you know, criminals who use these accounts don't sort of keep statistics and publish them. About 5 years, there was an estimate that about $40 billion is funneled through these non-transparent shell companies in any given year. So that's a big number. And look, you know, I was a former prosecutor, I was former head of a law enforcement agency that investigated drug trafficking, white-collar crimes. And it's very, very frustrating when you find a dirty account and the bank can't tell you who the owner of the account is. It's a really important law enforcement technique in addition to helping tax transparency. And so this is one of those sort of, it doesn't solve everything, this step, but it's the right step in the right direction to sort of help combat these problems, which are really global in nature, and the United States stands alone. And frankly, by standing alone on this, the United States is risk becoming known as one of the world's biggest tax havens. It's leapfrogging countries that have traditionally held that role, because we make it easy for foreigners to hide their money in the U.S. from foreign tax authorities. And that's not where we want to be.
Neil Barofsky from Jenner & Block, thanks very much for being with us today. David, another we have all kinds of red headlines out there. China Eastern's going to buy 15 Boeing 787s, Airbus 350 of their A350 planes. Bloomberg Surveillance brought to you by Invesco. Explore what high-conviction investing means to Invesco's value equity managers. Watch the conversation at Invesco.com/interactive. Coming up, though, with all due respect, highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.